sugar substitutes, and iced tea. "How sweet it is a famous quote from the late comedian Jackie Gleason. How sweet do you like your iced tea? Drinking tea over ice during the heat of the summer months is refreshing. Most places serve iced tea unsweetened and poured over a tall glass with a straw. You can drink it as is or add the amount and type of sweetener you prefer. In the South, they also serve sweet tea, a version of iced tea that's sweetened while it's still hot and before adding it to cold water and ice. I used to make sun tea by placing tea bags in cold water and setting them out into the sun to steep. This practice has been called risky because the water can get warm but not hot, definitely below 100 degrees. This is warm enough to encourage yeast and bacteria to multiply. A little like allowing time for homemade bread to rise until it's doubled in bulk. When you pour boiling water over tea, most bacteria don't survive. You can also brew tea with cold water in the refrigerator overnight. This method will bring out the more subtle flavors of green teas and white teas. When it comes to sweetening your tea, you have quite a few choices. There's liquid and powdered, natural and artificial, plain sugar, and sugar alternatives. Liquid sweeteners like honey, agave, molasses, and simple syrups like those used to flavor lattes and other coffee drinks can also be used in tea. Powdered sweeteners are also popular, including white sugar, coconut sugar, and various other sugar substitutes. When you reach for a packet of sweetener for your glass of iced tea, which color do you grab? Do you choose white, pink, blue, or a packet that's yellow or green? White packets of sugar will contain cane or beet sugar, while colored packets will contain various non-calorie or low-calorie sweeteners. Pink packets contain the sweetener saccharin, also known as sweet and low. Yellow packets contain Splenda, also known as sucralose, and blue packets have NutraSweet or aspartame. Green packets contain stevia, one of the newest calorie-free sweeteners. Stevia comes from a plant native to South America in the chrysanthemum family and is related to ragweed. It was originally approved as a dietary supplement to improve blood pressure and diabetes control. Stevia was approved for use as a food additive in 2008 and is marketed as the sweetener Truvia. Stevia is also sold blended with other non-calorie sweeteners. Sugar substitutes have been used for decades as food additives and are considered safe. It was originally assumed that if you switched from sugar to a non-calorie sweetener, it would help you control your weight and your blood sugar level. Unfortunately, that has not been the case. While non-calorie sugar substitutes definitely help reduce cavities, in some people, they actually increase blood sugar readings similar to regular sugar. People who ate meals containing food or drinks sweetened with non-calorie sweeteners had a higher blood sugar than what otherwise would be expected. Their blood sugar would drop back to normal levels much more slowly, a pattern called glucose intolerance, which is associated with an increased risk of becoming diabetic. Xylitol is another low-calorie sweetener extracted from natural sources such as corn. Because of its protective effect on tooth enamel, xylitol is added to sugarless gum and mints and used as a sugar substitute for baked goods like muffins and cookies. Xylitol may be a dentist's friend, but it's a dog owner's nightmare. That's because xylitol is deadly to dogs. It causes very low blood sugar, liver damage, and liver failure. When a dog eats xylitol, it triggers the dog's pancreas to pump out insulin. But without any sugar to balance that extra insulin, their blood sugar drops, often so low that they have seizures. Unfortunately, there is no safe dose of xylitol for a dog, and even a small amount of xylitol can kill it. Iced tea sometimes has an edge to it. During brewing, agitating the leaves of tea will reduce tannins into the water, turning it more bitter. Luckily, there are several ways to brew iced tea and avoid the pucker of those astringent tannins. Here are three ways to make a more mellow glass of iced tea. Number one, don't dunk. Avoid agitating your tea bag or tea ball when brewing hot or iced tea. Pour the hot water over it. Don't dunk your tea bag up and down in your cup. That encourages tannins to leach out into your tea, making it bitter. Number two, choose a blend of tea designed to make iced tea. Teas and tea bags formulated especially for making iced tea are available from companies like Lipton and Louisiana. Number three, add a pinch of baking soda. I was really amazed at how this simple thing takes the bite out of iced tea. You can definitely decrease the bitterness of iced tea by adding just a pinch of baking soda, not baking powder, to your tea bags right before you add the boiling water. This will also make your iced tea brew up nice and clear instead of cloudy. Thanks for listening. This is Louise Ackie with Medication Insider.